Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off at goodvibes.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
With Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts. You can sign up for the mailing list, which you really should. Put your email address down there and we will send you some very important information. In fact, the first thing we do is send you a report that the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed as a man and as a woman. You can choose male, female. Anyway, check out our podcast, check out everything, and thanks for listening to the show. I love that everyone must be like, I don't know, what show's going crazy? Everyone's listening. The numbers are going up. You must be telling all your friends, and we appreciate that so much. And this is a very special show because I'm sitting in the room with Menace.
Hello, Emily.
Hi.
we try to start this podcast like three times, but it feels weird being in the same room. We are in the same room together in San Francisco, California today.
Yeah, I love it. It's like we're like in a long-distance relationship. Sort of. We go back and forth the show.
No. I need to get to L.A.
It's not that long, though. You are in L.A. You're in L.A. every weekend. You just don't see me. And it's cool. And I'm over. I'm like, there's Menace 5 minutes from my house. That's cool.
Like, I'm there
I don't give a shit. Whatever.
I was there for a half hour last week.
Hour. I know, honey. I know one day when you really love me, you'll say, hey, you're the one I want to hang with.
I'm moving to LA.
You really should move to LA. I mean, I don't understand why you don't.
Everyone thinks
so. So it's been a really interesting for me. So I've been in San Francisco for the weekend because I was really, oh my God. I want to say oh my God.
Hmm.
Do I say my God a lot? I do.
I haven't noticed it.
Okay, I don't think I do, but I think I say OMG like in typing, but I don't think I say it.
Out loud.
Whatever. The point is, I'm in San Francisco because I had to move the rest of my furniture to Los Angeles. So officially, I had a mover come up and move everything a few weeks ago. And then they forgot some important, crucial things like the bottom of my table and whatever. So I'm driving the rest back in my Mini Cooper, which is filled. You saw it in front. Mm-hmm. But I came in because Good Vibrations opened a new store in Palo Alto.
Good Vibrations is a –
so you guys know I always talk about Good Vibes. I say go to goodvibes.com because you can't actually have – the experience of going into a Good Vibration store, which we're very lucky in the Bay Area. There's like five of them and there's one in Boston. Mm-hmm. And it's such a unique experience. So anyway, they opened up the Palo Alto store, which is very exciting. And I went to the opening and I didn't realize it, but my Emily and Toadie products were on the shelf. I didn't know that they had arrived yet to sell in the store. So the first store to sell them, and it was the first time I'd seen them on a shelf and not on the website, emilyandtoadie.com. And so it was a very exciting moment for me. It was like I gave birth to these products, and there they were in public.
You post an Instagram about
it. I did post an Instagram. It was very exciting. And then the new store is great, and it's so funny because I was thinking about it because, you know, my first experience at Good Vibes, like I had never had an orgasm when I moved to San Francisco and I went into Good Vibes because I heard about the store and I'm like, okay, I'll go into a sex – because all the sex toy stores where I grew up were kind of creepy. Like did you guys have like those weird
on the side of the road
sex stores?
Really seedy.
Yeah, seedy, like scary. Like there's some man like jacking off into like a newspaper or something.
And then I told you when I first walked in there many podcasts ago that the first thing I saw when I walked in, the thing was called the Anal Ripper. That was the first sex toy I saw when walking
at Good Vibrations?
Into
the ones, right, the seedy ones.
Yeah.
So, right, so that's the difference about Good Vibes. So if you ever do, like, I seriously think if you go to a city where they have one, that it's just, it's everyone's so pleasant. You go in there and I was like, oh, I have an orgasm. They're like, okay, honey, come over here. So here's the vibe. They walk you through it. It's totally casual. Have you masturbated? And, you know, so it's kind of like what we're doing with, I have these two new interns in Los Angeles right now who, neither one of them, I did not know this when I hired them, neither one of them have had orgasms. One's 19, one's 24. And so I was just like, Oh my God. So obviously that's probably why they were drawn to the internship, but they didn't tell me this in the interview. Mm-hmm. So now Good Vibrations is actually sponsoring, like, not in a way, their orgasms. Journey to O is what we're calling it. And they gave Senta these huge, like, beginner kits, like masturbation kits, like vibrators to start with, like a bullet vibrator and then like a butterfly kiss vibrator, like books about how to like feel good and music and bubble bath. Like, it was really sweet. And they're like, one of them is writing about it. Monroe on my blog every week about how she's like, is it man versus machine? Because now she's having sex with a guy this weekend, but she's been masturbating for like 2 weeks and she hasn't had one yet. So she's like, mm-hmm. Who's going to do it first, man or machine? It's very interesting.
It is having interesting.
So anyway, that was why I'm here. And because I love Good Vibes and going to their things and seeing the products and whatever. And I want to see friends. Yeah.
Where has all your stuff been this whole time?
My stuff.
Ex-boyfriend's house, has it?
I know. My friend's house.
That's usually how you roll.
Just my dog is at my ex-boyfriend's house. But my furniture was all at my friend Charlotte's house. So I didn't have that much. When I moved to San, it was such a – I wasn't really ready to leave yet and to totally commit to L.A. Shock. Yeah. Commitment issues. So I kept – so Charlotte kept my few of my favorite pieces, and now I just found an amazing place in L.A. that I decided I'm ready for my furniture. So I had it all moved up, and then this person forgot stuff, so I had to drive back down. Whatever. Craigslist. No. So, but yeah, so that's where it was. But now I have it all. And I settled in and got my little guest house. It's so cute. You got to come visit. It's
you all got amazing. A guest house?
Yeah, I moved to West Hollywood.
What?
Yeah, it's amazing. And so, yeah, but that's why I'm here. But it's so weird to be back because I've been gone. Okay, so it's been a year. And I lived here for a really long time. And it's just so different, the people and the vibes. I went to this party last night, though. I was out till 4 a.m. I went to one of those Burning Man fundraiser party things. And yeah, I was up till 4 a.m. dancing. It was really fun, and all my friends came, and we danced. And I feel like the guys here are much more metrosexual and do not ask you out like in Los Angeles. And we've always said this. Like, I always say that.
But the guys in L.A. are super metrosexual.
But they're aggressive.
Yeah, they're aggressive.
Mm-hmm. So I realized this. We've been saying this for years. Every town that everyone lives in, they say it's the worst place to date. I get that. You live nowhere you live. There's a reason why it's the worst place. But San Francisco, truly, not one guy. It is like truly no guy approaches you. Like, they're not like, hey, babe, whatever. They're all just like kind of dancing into their thing. I don't know what it is. But like Los Angeles, you go out and you're like dodging guys, like wherever, where they're more aggressive. And they're as metrosexual, but they're not, you know. And then and just because they're asking you out, the guys in L.A., also, we're probably asking out 10 other women because that's what you do in LA. But here, guys are like, oh, just wait till she comes up to me, maybe. And if not, I'll just go with my friends and smoke a bowl.
Yeah, or maybe tweet her later.
Exactly. So I've been noticing a lot about dating and all that, but it's great to be back. How about you? You were away?
I know. I just got back. I was in the Virgin Islands, I guess. I was in St. Martin. I was in St. Thomas. I went to – I was on a Disney cruise, everyone, okay? A lot of people, I'm sure that – that listen to the show are also into Disney. But I went on this Disney cruise. I was kind of wasted the whole time. But I took some pretty incredible Instagram photos.
It's free alcohol, right, the whole time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh. Alcohol is a little bit more. But they have a drink of the day.
Of course, yeah.
Probably spent about $1,500 on just alcohol alone. But it was an amazing trip. St. Martin is
from what you remember.
Yeah, St. Martin is amazing. There's a place in St. Martin you have to go if you go there. It's called Maho Beach, I believe. It's M-A-H-O. And airplanes fly right over the beach, like giant airplanes fly right over the beach, over the crowd, into the runway. And it is amazing. I took some really cool photos of that.
Oh, that's amazing. So you went with your love?
Yes.
Your special lady?
Yeah.
I will never meet?
Probably not.
And was it good? Was it good for you guys to get away together? Because you work, so I don't feel like you guys do things like this, do you?
Or
do you
go? We go all the time. We're leaving again in like 4 days. We're going to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I mean, she comes along with me on all my trips.
Oh, okay, got it.
So
when are you gonna start like including her like in your Instagrams and stuff? And when are you going to change your Facebook status? And can we talk about this for a second? Menace and I had a long – okay, I don't know how long you've been listening to this show, but – long time.
Yeah, you're so forgetful because I've answered this question a thousand freaking times.
What, because of work thing? What?
Yeah, because of work stuff.
Dude, what do you mean? What, because she once worked – whatever?
Yeah, and it's a long story.
Whatever. She like – whatever worked. Who cares? I'm just saying that that's BS and that you could –
How's it BS?
You have no pictures of her. You never talk about her. And you're on a sex talk show.
All my friends know about her.
Yeah, I know.
We talk about her too. But this, look, this is your show.
No, it's not. I mean, it's yes, it is.
Menace,
it is my show.
It's not but the
you know
menace,
what? If you cared about it, you'd
my
share something. Okay, you,
Joe.
You're in a long-term relationship right now, and you should share something about how you feel about this relationship and where it's going. I think it'll be cathartic for you. I think you don't really think about it. And then if you do, you need to share it.
Are you talking about?
Are you getting
about
married
right now?
Soon? Like, do I need to buy a new dress? Or do I need to be prepared for not being invited? Like, I don't understand.
Okay, I'll answer some quick questions.
Please, just give me something new. Like, it's so I'm so bored
we
with
both,
this.
We both hate children.
Okay.
Children are – not that we hate children, but it's so –
per se, right?
So much
– You hate
so
the idea of having children.
You actually hate
children?
No, well, like, I like being around kids, but I don't want to clean up their shit.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to pay for them. I just
$1 million over a lifetime having a child.
And then they're, like, always crying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, eventually they stop.
And every person I see is that has kids are super miserable. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you have a kid. I'm sorry. And you're going to say that I'm wrong all day long. But some of the times, don't you wish you could just get away?
I know. My friends are like, what do you mean you slept till 11:30 on Saturday? Like, all my friends with kids are like, how did you sleep until I'm like 11? Like, exactly.
And
I
then
know.
Every person we know, too, because we know a lot of young people that are married, they're not happy either being married. They don't like it. So.
No.
We're perfectly fine going on trips and spending our extra money on, you know, buying Jordans or just doing whatever the hell we want. So we're really content in how everything is.
Great. So she's not, but you're happy and you're in love. And what about marriage?
Marriage, again, people that we know are not happy. It's just we look at it like, let's say we wanted to get married, right? You know how much it costs to get married these days?
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money if you want to throw – and me, I want to throw a big-ass party if I did get married.
Right.
Or
– serious tequila.
Or we can just go to Jamaica like we just booked while we were on our trip to go on a trip to Jamaica. So
Okay, I got it. Okay.
I mean, but
things
but
are good.
Believe
but things
me,
are good. But you're asking about emotional things. You're talking about tactical. Like, how are you feeling emotionally? Like, are you feeling a little closer? Like, you love her a lot and, like – happy to take your life partner. She's the one.
Wow, you're putting a lot of pressure on me on this one to say that she's
I just want to know. I haven't seen you.
I am not looking for anybody else.
You don't want to bring other chicks. When you masturbate, do you think about other women sometimes now because you've been together that long?
Always.
Okay.
All the time.
That's what every guy does that, right? Eventually. In their spank bake. Like it's and is it typically women that you've slept with in the past, women that you've met, or is it just porn? Or you don't watch porn, so what do you
do? I don't watch porn. Random
so
stuff.
You actually don't even think about it. But when you're with her, you think about her.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're having sex with her.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, because that's bad. Don't tell her that.
I don't.
Because now being on Loveline, so Loveline, if everyone can check out the podcast. That's another amazing radio show that's been on for 30 years. And I host it on Thursday nights with Dr. Drew. It's live in Los Angeles and San Francisco and many other. How many other cities?
It's all over the country. It's nationally syndicated.
Oh, so you might hear me Thursday night. But it's funny because we take callers all the time, and it's so interesting because there are so many people calling in about that exact thing that like that they're younger. What were we talking about? They're younger and they're married.
Yeah,
and they're unhappy with the relationship, or they got married too young, or they got married too old, or like whatever. What were you just saying before that? The kids. Sorry, what were we just saying? Why were they telling you that? What did you just say?
What I just say is
I'm really tired.
That we're just really content in
how
we are. And
everyone's unhappy.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
so that's what I'm hearing people all the time. And they're like, I'm 20, we got married and we're unhappy. And then people are like 40 unhappy. And these kids who call in, and it's young, a lot of them are younger, and they're like, you know, I think I'm with the love of my life, but we've been together for 4 years. I'm like, how old are you? 20? Like, it's like you can't – in your 20s is like the time to date, trying to figure out like what you want. And then, you know, so those people aren't happy.
Well, another thing is I
– shouldn't get married. Don't get married before you're 30. Someone got pissed at me for saying this, but I don't think you should get married before you're 30.
And I've always been the one on the show. It's like very supportive of marriage and all that stuff. And I'm not telling everybody not to get married. Just for me though, it's just – and the relationship I'm in, we kind of just look at it as like a money factor. It's like, why we gonna?
That's so romantic.
I know it is, isn't it? Like, are we gonna waste a ton of money on doing this, or we can go have fun? You know,
right?
To be honest,
yeah, that's true. That you know, a lot of couples are delaying marriage or not getting married at all, and they're deciding that they want to just live the life. And the thing is because this is like the first generation that has really delayed marriage, like our parents got married right after, you know, college, or the first person that they had sex with, is that I think that we are realizing that we do have so many more options, and that we are alone, we are independent for so long, and our lives get better because we make more money and we can do more things. And we're like, what? I want a kid, so I can't travel 3 times a year. I can't sleep in. I like my independent lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But then some people have those cravings. Like, it's interesting that right now your girlfriend is not saying to you, oh, I'm dying. Yeah, she doesn't have that baby, the click.
We enjoy, you know.
It could change, though.
We're going to, like, Vegas 3 times before the end of the year, and it's November right now.
You better come when I'm – oh, here's another thing I have to announce that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've announced on the show yet, but I keep meaning to, is that I'm the keynote speaker at the AVN conference in Las Vegas in January.
Wow.
Did you know that?
You mentioned it once before.
I told you, yeah. So that's, I don't know, we're going to be giving away tickets. Actually, you know what? Let's do it today. If you want to win tickets to AVN, email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. It's the adult video, what is it? Adult Video Network, whatever. It's like the naked, it's like the awards, the AVN awards are like the adult video awards.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. But I had a friend of mine, she got best anal. Scene.
Exactly. So I'm going to be giving a Roy award for best double penetration.
I knew her before she was a porn star.
Really?
Yeah.
In high school or something? It's Adult Video News, mm-hmm. okay, right? And it's a trade magazine. It's a network. It's a huge conference in Vegas. And it happens to happen in January at the same time as the CES conference. So anyway, it's fun. And we're going to give away 2 tickets per show to people to go.
That's
and attend.
Awesome.
We can't get you to Vegas, but you can get yourself to Vegas. And we can get you into the conference. It's like porn stars and craziness and fun.
That's really
And
cool.
I'm giving a speech the first night, I think.
I asked to get press pass, not for Avian, but for CES. So I might be there.
Oh,
same time.
Oh, totally. Fun. Yeah, I'm sure I want to see you at all. Okay, so let's get into the show a little bit today.
Real quick, what about your dating life?
I mean, there's so many things. I know. Should we just like,
because
I know. Okay, so this is why I'm, whatever. So I've been dating this guy in LA for like 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. I met him in Vegas.
All
right. And I met him at this conference. I was there, but he actually lives in Los Angeles. He was there mm-hmm. for the conference as well. And I like him. I see him like once a week. Mm-hmm. He would like to see me more. I've been getting asked out a lot. I'm doing a lot of different texting with different gentlemen.
Texting.
I'm doing the texting. And like a lot of old boyfriends are circling back.
Oh.
And my ex-boyfriend is like all of a sudden has confessed that he like wants to be together and thinks we should be together and whatever. So that's interesting. There's been some weird men coming back into my life. Oh, and I've met some new ones. I meet a lot of nice guys down there. I do. But this new guy, I just think he's really interesting. He's smart. He's cool. Mm-hmm. We are having fun, and I'm not really thinking about, you know, I'm not the typical mm-hmm. woman who's thinking like, where's it going? What are we doing? Like, I'm just so focused on business and work right now. And it's fun, but I'm having a good time with him. And I have a lot of new friends on there, and I'm doing a lot of fun, different things, amazing meals and going to fun parties.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's good. So, but I, you know, and good sex with this guy.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it is good sex. And the thing that I like about him is that there's several things that I like about him, but he's really into – so one of my jobs, one big part of my job is reviewing sex toys, as you mm-hmm. know, and hence my garage full of sex toys I talk about in every single goddamn podcast. But I actually need to review them. I don't do all of them. My interns do them and Kelsey mm-hmm. does them. But he actually is into it, and he like wants to help me review them. So I'm actually getting work done and having sex with him. So to me, that's like a twofer.
Double-edged sword, so to speak.
So there's lots of cool sex stories coming out that I actually had good vibrations last night. I went to their store and I saw. So if anyone wants to if you ever want to get any toys there, it's goodvibes.com. Go to my go to sexonly.com, click on the Good Vibes banner, mm-hmm. use coupon code Emily, and you get 20% off. And like so the Mimi, you know how I've been talking about the Mimi?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they came out with a new Mimi, and it's soft. It's like the best couples vibe. I think it's the best vibrator to use during intercourse. And last night, the founder of Mimi was at the thing, and I was just like worshiping uh-huh. her, Alicia. She's amazing, and she says she's got a new product that they're sending me next week. But if you ever want to know, like, just I'm wondering, kind of want to get my, you know, holidays are coming up. What do you get my partner doing? Go to my website and click on the Good Vibe banner. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing because people might hear a vacuum in the background.
Oh, okay.
Some janitor walked in.
That's so funny. Okay, and this my favorite toys are listed on that page. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know what I like, you can go there. And yeah.
Now another thing is talk about the Emily and Tony.
Oh, Emily and Tony products. Okay, so here's
now,
the thing.
I knew I was going to see you today.
You're wearing. I'm wearing my favorite.
You can smell my balls now. I am wearing the under
down under comfort.
Down under comfort. Yes.
Okay, tell me how you like it.
I love it. I'm totally wrong, but I think it smells like CK1.
What's CK? Oh, Calvin Klein?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like kind of citrusy and.
Yeah. But do you know what I think you should do?
What?
To be honest, I think maybe you should market it to gay guys.
Yeah, we are. We are marketing it to everybody. It's for everybody.
Because the thing is, like, you know, guys that are listening to these podcasts that want to step their game, they should definitely just buy it. But I'm talking about the guys that are normally on the, you know, walking down the street.
Right.
Who are not, you know, forward thinking by listening to the Sex with Emily podcast. Right. They're disgusting, you know?
Right.
And it might be kind of hard for them to grasp, but like they might need to put some, you know,
exactly.
something down there.
And well, I think men don't think about it.
I think the gay community thinks a lot more about that and is more clean.
You're right. They're more clean. And a lot of guys, they are clean. It's not that you didn't like take a shower in the morning and you're like, oh, I'm fine. I'm sure you did. Or even after the gym. But you're not always as clean as you think. And even if you think you are, you're not, because it just gets like that down there. Like women, we take care. We go to the bathroom. We like wash up. We do things.
Yeah.
Guys don't. So the thing about this product that I made, it's a cream to, like a lot of men use talcum powder, which is carcinogenic. Mm-hmm. So it's a cream to a powder formula that you know you rub on, and it stays in one place and it gets powdery.
Can we pause for 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. Sorry. The we're recording here at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco, California. If you don't know what Stitcher is, it's an app that you can download for your phone. It's totally free. It's for Android and iOS or your tablet, or you can even, you know, listen online at Stitcher.com. But I recommend, if you're going to listen online, go to sexwithemily.com. But if you're on your mobile device, get Stitcher.
I listen to it. I'm driving back to Los Angeles tonight. I listen to Stitcher the whole way.
It's free. But we're here recording on a weekend, and the janitor came in, didn't know we were here, and the vacuum just started getting out of control. So you were just talking about the under...
Down under comfort, that you like it. I'm so glad, because I know you would tell me if you didn't like it. And your girlfriend, I'm sure, likes it. But we had a contest a few weeks ago, and we were giving away every show. We were giving away either one of our amazing aromatherapy massage candles or some down under comfort. So this is the winner for one of the down under comforts, because I asked you to write me why you think you need one of these products. And I loved this email. Dear Emily, I need down under comfort. My girlfriend is about 180 miles away, and I ride a motorcycle when I arrive. I'm pretty gnarly down under, but often my girlfriend wants to unzip my jeans and go to town. I tried talc, but that does not work. By the way, I landed the best woman in the world thanks to your solid advice, and I've kept her thanks to your tips and constant reminders to slow down, tease, and communicate. I adore her, compliment her, and kiss her as often as possible, but I don't let her walk all over me either. And when we go out, I have a plan. Thanks so much, Emily. So, of course, I had to give down under comfort to this guy for following my advice, complimenting her and kissing her as much as possible. I love that. His name is Dimitri. So you won the down under comfort, and we're going to get in touch with you and get your address. But if you didn't win, you can still use coupon code Emily at emilyandtony.com and get 20% off your first purchase.
Sweet.
Okay. So now let's get into some emails from the people, because – as you know, I love hearing from everyone. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. Okay. Dear Emily, I met a guy at work. I've talked to him once and I screwed it up. I lied to him that I live alone in an apartment when I live with my brother and his friend. I pay the rent for everyone. I also told him that I have no family here, but I do have my brother here. Now he wants to get to know each other and I'm panicking. I don't know how to tell him the truth. Should I tell him the truth or should I wait? What do you think I should do? Thanks so much, Emily. By the way, your shows are awesome. Signed, Lovely B.
First off, I don't even know why she would even lie about that kind of stuff.
I don't understand it either.
You're a female. You have a vagina. Guys don't even care. Guys don't care if you have roommates or anything like that. Guys will bang you in their freaking basement.
Exactly.
Of your house.
Exactly. You know? They don't freaking care.
The whole family is upstairs.
Yeah,
like,
that's
how disgusting guys
are.
Oh, my
God,
like,
totally.
They don't care about that kind
of
stuff.
No, they don't. They'll take you to McDonald's down the street and bone you in the bathroom there.
Yeah, it's the other it's the other way around when, you know,
Like, I don't want to date a guy with roommates after a certain age. I always said, like, just get older. You just don't want a guy with roommates. But I would just tell him that your brother and his friend had to move in and you're paying the rent. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you can just say, oh, this is what happened. I'm like supporting them, which actually sounds makes you sound badass.
I think that she might be banging the brother's friend.
You think?
Maybe.
Then why is she? I don't understand.
I mean, yeah, she should have just put that in the email if that's true.
I know. I feel like we're missing some information.
Because everything doesn't seem like a big deal, and maybe she messed around with the brother's friend, and then she doesn't want to say, you know, she doesn't want to bring the guy over because that might be kind of weird. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, maybe, but I don't know why she would take the time to write if she's banging the friend, but I see what you're saying, but I think she's just worried that she lied and screwed up and lived alone in an apartment. Maybe she's was trying to sound older and more sophisticated, but it sounds like, to me, she's got the money, she's paying for everyone, he'll be fine.
Yeah, and the guy—
And don't bang the roommate.
Yeah.
Don't. If you're about to. Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't banged the roommate and your story is totally legit from beginning to end, just go with Emily's story because it's going to just sound kind of weird if you try to backtrack and say, oh, I lied. And then they'll be like, that's kind of a weird thing to even lie about. You know, just say they had to move in and you let them move in. Like, no guy on the planet's going to care about that.
No, exactly. That's what I understand. Like, I think men and women just we worry about different things. Okay, so office love triangle. Dear Emily, ooh. To make a very long story short, I had an affair with my much older boss. After about a year, I come to find out he is also having an inappropriate relationship with another woman in my office, who is my direct supervisor. I called him out on it, and he refuses to admit anything. I love my job, but I'm having a hard time having to sit in the office in this disturbing love triangle. The other woman has no idea of this going on and just how deep the lies run. I'm torn on my next move and need advice. Please help. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, Nancy, you're having an affair with your much older married boss and then direct supervisor. What do you want to do? I mean, it sounds like you got to get a new job. I mean, to me, or you just stop talking about it. You end the relationship immediately with the boss. You're not saying here that you even like your boss. You're just saying all you're saying this is that you love your job. So you've got either two choices. Either you just kind of, you know, let your boss know that you're ending things now and you hope that this won't impact your performance at work and hope that nobody else finds out and hope your supervisor doesn't find out and you just keep working on your job and doing the best you can and you stay in that office and you cut it all off because he's married too.
Yeah, there's no future.
There's no future with this. This is just a waste of time. It feels good. It's powerful. He's your boss. I totally get it. Been there, done that. Sort of, you know, done things like that. Men of power. It's sexy. But with the direct supervisor. So I'm saying if you like your boss, or you know what, honey? If you're talented, you're smart, get a new job. I mean, you might be too tricky. Mm-hmm. People find things out. You know, you're sleeping with your senior boss and your supervisor sleeping with him too. Like, it's not going to end well.
I totally agree. Either.
I mean, you've slept with everyone at your office. So did you?
Everyone.
You had some people like that, didn't you? Like for a while. I mean, years ago.
Like,
but
cool.
You slept with everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm cool with everybody.
Right, but you weren't their boss.
No, but the thing is, I totally agree again that you need to cut it off and just keep on working, or just go find a new job.
Exactly.
If you're going to be one of those people that's going to be constantly, it's going to consume your life when you're at work and.
Well,
when you see your supervisor
here,
and
you know
stuff
what?
Like that.
That's a great point because this comes up a lot. People always want to know, you know, should I sleep with someone that I work with? Like, is this a good or a bad idea? And the truth is I always say, well, you know, no fishing off the company pier. Some people feel this or that. But the truth is we work more than anywhere else. We socialize more at work. It's going to happen. But it just does get trickier. Like, it does if you love your job and it just
depends on your maturity level on how old you are. If you're older, you might not just care as much. If you're like a 20-something year old, it might be the biggest drama thing that's going on in your life.
You create drama. You're not doing – okay, when you're sleeping with someone you work with, this is what I was getting to.
Yeah,
you're sleeping with someone you work with. There's no way you're putting 110% into your job because we all done that. You're like, is he coming around the corner? Should I meet him at the water cooler? Should I look cute today? Like, you're spending so much mental energy thinking about this guy all day. When usually work should be the place where you're focusing only on work. So it's a distraction. If you really want to kick ass in your career, I'd suggest sleeping with someone on the floor below you or something.
During our vacuum break, we were talking about.
I was not vacuuming, by the way. Yeah.
We were talking about Sir, which is a show on Bravo. Well, it's at least Vanderpump's.
Right.
Show, and it's all her employees that work at this restaurant called Sir, and they're all 20 something years old, and so they're all banging each other, and it's such drama because they can't deal with like seeing each other every single day, or even every moment is a piece of drama, you know. But when I feel like you get older, maybe it's not not as a big deal, you know? You can get over it, at least for guys, I think.
Right, exactly. Exactly. No, you can. You're right. It is a young 20-something, maybe. I don't know. And in L.A., it's like, my friend just moved there, and he texted me. He's like, they're everyone here. I've fallen in love like 6 times, but all the women are crazy. Or, you know, every guy says every woman is crazy. And the guys are crazy, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so should we time for one more email?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
And then we got more shows coming.
We got more shows. Oh, my God. We're doing so many shows. We're doing 2 shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very exciting. So you better just subscribe to the shows on iTunes. Super easy that way. And then you should probably after that give us 5 stars.
Yes.
We'd appreciate that too. Okay. Choosing between two men. Dear Emily, I've been together with my boyfriend since I was 21. I just turned 30 now. We have a couple of breakups, but we always come back together. When I was 23, I met a guy from Israel when I was traveling. We liked each other very much, but nothing happened in bed. 2 years ago, I visited him in Israel, and we fell back in love again and had a hot affair while I was on break from my boyfriend. The Israeli recently came to visit me in Europe. The sex was so incredible and different from what I've experienced with my boyfriend so far. My boyfriend allowed me to sleep with other men while we were having a long-distance relationship, and he is currently having some issues getting it up. The Israeli always said there is no chance that we will ever be together, but since he has been here, he changed his mind. I feel that I love two men at the same time and as for many years now. How is that possible? I feel as if I would have to choose between a very loving man, which I can imagine to have children with, boyfriend, and a risky, exciting, and who knows what happens next kind of man who might never want children and whose culture makes it difficult to be together. I am not Jewish. Where should we live? I just got a great job. Maybe you have advice for me. Thanks, Natalie. Natalie, this is kind of a heavy one. So you've been with your boyfriend since you were 21. So you've been together 9 years, and you've had a couple of breakups, and you always come back together. And now you meet this guy from Israel, and he's been in your mind. Mm-hmm. And so this is classic. So here's the thing. You're with your boyfriend for 9 years. You have not been with anyone. Maybe you had some – when you broke up for a while, you slept around. But basically, you've been with this guy for 9 years. And you're coming to the point where you're trying to decide, is he the one that I want to be with? Because this is – after 9 years, it's kind of the time that you decide. And so this other exciting guy happens to be the Israeli from when you were 23. But I'm telling you, this could be another guy that you meet, you know, when you're out of the bar another one night with your friends. You're going to have some exciting guy who comes in and he's everything that your boyfriend isn't. Because after in a long-term relationship, you have to work on the sex life. It's not as exciting. We don't get that newness. We don't get that thrill in our, that pit in our stomach like you get when the Israeli comes over and to see you. So I get why you're doing that, the affair, it's something different. So what you have to decide now is it's not about I'm in love with two men. It's really about you deciding what exactly you want right now in your life, because you're going to be able to fill this with a lot of different men, and you have to turn to this relationship that you've been with him first. Let the other guy go. The Israeli guy, you're right. He's here. He's there. It's excitement. No, I don't think you should give up on this relationship of so long just to be with the Israeli. I think you need to decide, do you love this guy? You're the boyfriend. Just because you're saying he's going to make a great father and all this stuff and you've been there for 9 years might not mean that he is the one for you. So I would say just cut it off with the Israeli and commit to spending the next 3 to 6 months. Sometimes it takes 6 months if you've been together 9 years and say, I'm going to
– whoa.
Was that me?
Yes.
How'd that happen? I'm going to work on this relationship, whether the two of you need to go to therapy. If he's not getting it up, figure out why he's not getting it up. He should go to his doctor, like if you guys have some sexual dysfunction going on. But before you cheat again and before you carry on something else, it sounds to me like you've got some red flags going up with this guy too, with your current boyfriend. So I say terminate that and then go have all the flings you want. But until you figure out what you want to do with your boyfriend, I wouldn't even be thinking about other guys.
True. Yeah, it's just too – you keep on putting
mosquito bite or something. Okay, yeah.
You're putting your earphones right next to the microphone.
Sorry.
And feeds
okay,
back.
Sorry.
So I totally agree with you on all that stuff. There's something that I wanted to bring up that's kind of the same issue. It's becoming very popular in hip hop culture. Is this new term called side chick?
Side chick.
Side chick.
Like a mistress.
Like yeah, but it's like it's almost there. It's like coming up in all these brand new songs, oh, my side chick, this side chick, almost making it okay to have another person.
I could see that.
On the side while you're in a relationship.
I definitely see that being a trend of people. Well, I think this is the generation that grew up with so many options in social media and Facebook and Twitter and Plenty of Fish and all these sites that they go on forever, Instagram, Snapchat. Are you doing a Snapchat, by the way?
I used to, but it's just too hard to.
I know, we have a thing too.
It's just too hard to Snapchat everybody at one time, and I don't want to go individually.
I know, it's a lot of things. But the point is, okay, so here's the point, is that this generation not committing, they have so many options. They're like, oh, this bitch was nice to me last night, but I've got 10 women who just hit me up, like my photo on Instagram. So they're not deciding. They're not committing. They're not slowing down. And so they're probably like, and I have actually met 6 women this weekend. I want to sleep with all of them. So I might as well have the
side chick.
The side chick. And so I think that that's what it is. Do you think that it has to do with social media? And people
Definitely.
Having more options and people not looking at marriage or commitment.
Just look at the 90s. All you had was, you know, who you could reach out on a cellular phone.
Not even the 90s. It was the phone in the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't even have, you know, images, you know, sexy photos constantly in your face every single day of other people back then.
Exactly. You know? No, you can't see your ex-boyfriend from 2 years ago where he went.
You can open up your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, and to see, you know, the best photos of, you know, people take them of themselves. They're like, oh, damn, they're kind of hot. I want to hit that.
Right, exactly.
I want to hit that one time.
But you didn't have that thing. Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
in school, you'd see chicks every day that you locked, like in high school, but it was different because it was the same ones. Now there's always like new.
Also, there's, you know, the ones that you would have to see every day, you know, you would have to have verbal communication. But this way, you know, for guys that are not, you know, as outgoing, they can, you know, be very calculated on how they reach out to a woman online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? They can think about it. They can learn to be great texters, great writers, or they know how to fish her in. They know how to, like, hook a woman in.
And I just
– But you meet him in person, and you're like, really? Really? This is who I spent texting
it's
my
funny
last
because,
3 weeks texting with?
It's funny because I was going to post this last night, but I don't think anybody would get it. It's like, has Twitter become a chat room for dumb people? No, but think about it, because a lot of people use Twitter as a chat room to like talk to people and stuff like that. But they're very, very calculated, and they can respond whenever they want,
right.
You know. But when chat rooms first came out, they were so fast, and you had to be quick witted and type replies back really quickly to gain somebody's attention, you know. But now it's just like you reply back whenever you want. So now it's slowed down.
I see.
You know?
Okay, so you can always respond, and there's always people percolating.
Yeah,
like
so,
you respond. Right.
So now I believe that Twitter is, you know, a chat room.
Are people meeting people on Twitter and dating a lot on Twitter?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? So they're flirting and they're having conversations on Twitter.
But, dude, do you know what is blowing up?
Yes. Well, no.
Like
what?
All my single friends?
Tinder, dude. I know.
Dude,
I gotta do Tinder.
Everyone's hooking up off Tinder.
Everyone.
That's crazy. I don't even know what it looks like.
I have it, but yeah, it accesses your Facebook, right?
Does it? Let me
I don't
see
know.
It.
I don't do it. I haven't acted. I'm scared. I'm afraid of it.
I
but
just
do
want
it.
To see what the app
I should
like.
Totally do it. It's on there somewhere.
Okay.
Okay. So we got it.
We got to wrap it up.
Okay. We got to wrap it up. Okay. We got more shows coming. So everyone, thank you so much for listening to the show. Listen, this is what I got to tell you. So you have to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. Oh, I was just voted by Men's Health as one of the top 5 sexperts to follow on Twitter. So
what?
I actually give out good information. I'm not having dumb chats, whatever Menace just said. it's actually interesting information. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. And then also, subscribe to my podcast. Email me all your questions. We'd love to hear from you. Download my iPhone app, Kegel Camp. It will change your sex life. It's for men and for women. 5 minutes a day. You do your Kegel exercises.
I'm Emily from
sexwithemily.com. You should do that.
CrazyGirlProducts.com.
Check out our podcast, and I love you, and thank you for listening.
That make you feel sexy.
Thanks for listening
confident.
To Sex with Emily.
Crazy
was it good
about
for you?
Want to be naked.
Email me feedback
it's made
at sexwithemily.com.
For your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code Emily25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.